The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Clark Brock. He has many hats around Huron County. Many people know him. Today we're going to be using the one where he's head of the Huron Community Fair Board, and we're going to be talking about that little thing that's coming up next week we call the Huron Community Fair.
You betcha, Craig. Come to the fair.
Now, I know you guys just kind of slapped this together at the last minute, right?
We actually are already signing contracts for next year's fair and putting things together. My phone rings constantly for people that are interested in providing entertainment or changes or what we do. If you're not working a year ahead, you're way behind in the game.
Because a lot of the events and things that you bring to the fair kind of tour the state and the Midwest, and you have to make sure they're going to be available and hopefully in the area to make it convenient for them come fair time next year.
Yeah, absolutely they do. And in fact, our board members go to many of the other county fairs and major events in the state, checking out entertainment or checking out things for potential at our fair in the future. So, we'll have board members that travel across the state checking things out, getting ready for years down the road.
Is it difficult coming up with the schedule? I mean, you've got the favorites that people want back every year, but you try to keep bringing in new stuff to attract more people. Is it because there's only so many hours in those days of the week?
Yeah, there's so many hours and so many nights and so much that you can do, and we sit down as a board, and when the fair's over, we'll analyze what happened this year, what people thought was good, what worked at our gates, what didn't, and then we'll start right in shortly after that talking about, do we want to make a change? Have we had this event long enough? Do we make sure we bring them back? Of course, things that are real popular and we have good attendance and people like, we're already talking to them about next year's dates and booking that ahead, but it's a bit of a challenge.
Now, you're at the 145th. That's got to make this fair one of like the first few in the state when it came about, because 145 years ago, we're talking 18-somethings here.
It's interesting. There are a lot of county fairs that have been in existence for a long time. County and community fairs have been a popular staple in the state of Michigan and across the country for years. 145 years is a long time, and we've checked back through some of the history and things that we have, and we find that the what is now known as the Huron Community Fair was at one time Huron County Fair. It has traveled around the county, hasn't always been in Bad Axe. It's been in different areas, but 145 years is a long time.
And you're planning on being around for at least another five, so you can have the big 150 sesquicentennial or whatever.
Sesquicentennial Community Fair. You bet. We're in fact, a board member was talking to me just the other day that that's only 5 years away, and we're talking about doing a couple things that may be some bigger entertainment or some big name type of thing to try and kick off for the 150th when that comes. But we've got a few years of planning to get to that.
And you've done a lot of planning for 145, which is next week.
145. Actually, tomorrow's Thursday. Non-perishable goods start coming in with the kids tomorrow, and some of that judging on Friday, and animals on Sunday, and then the fair's on the way. So Sunday the 21st, livestock comes in, Indian Trails Rodeo, and we're off and rolling.
And that's traditionally been the start of the fair is Sunday. It's kind of not really a gangbuster type of day, but there's traditions in having the rodeo there and getting the animals in and getting everything set to go. So Monday morning, bright and early, everybody's there and smiling.
Sure. We once in a while you waver off a tradition here or there, but Sunday pretty much has been when livestock comes in, that Indian Trails Rodeo, and free gate admission on that day, because it's basically set up, getting things organized and rolling at that point. But yep, that's it. So Monday the fair's on, and we're rolling full steam then.
Okay. What have you got this year that's kind of new? It looks like you've got some sort of pirate show going on most days.
Yep. We've got a few new things.
Do you have to wear the hat?
I'm sure at some point in time I'll have a pirate hat on.
We need a picture.
right outside the fair office last year, we had the Lumberjack Show.
Yeah, it was very popular.
Yep, it was great. We have what's called Pirate Island this year. It's a family-friendly. The kids will get a chance to be part of the show at times. They give them a chance to interact and be part of it. It's a family-run organization, and they'll be in most of the week. Giving those events, times will be posted, but they'll put various shows on throughout the day and a chance. It's an interactive show with the kids and the family, and that's where the Lumberjack Show was last year, right outside the office. And then kind of next to that, in the corporate sponsor area, starting I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to have laser tag in. And it's going to take up a little bit of space there, and that's another free activity for the kids when they're on the grounds, or teenagers, or the young adults, or maybe not even just the young adults. I understand in talking with some people that have seen it that they have a lot of fun with it, and it's the put the vest on and the laser tag guns and who
like
can get
you're
who.
Living a video game.
Yeah, kind of living the video game. You betcha. So those are a couple of new free entertainment things. Of course, Monday night, monster trucks are coming back.
I heard that was something that pulled Mondays out of your pocket and into the limelight.
Well, for years people said you can't get people to go to the fair on Monday night. It's just that's the start of the fair and it's not a good night. And so we thought we'd try that last year, and we thank everybody in the community for coming out. I think if you talk to people that were there last year, had a great time. I talked to some people who were standing on the infield who said, you know, $12 to be 30 feet away from a monster truck going down that track. We paid $40, $50 to go down to, you know, the old Pontiac Silverdome or that type of thing in its day, and we were sitting 100 yards away, could hardly see the trucks. And these trucks are the big trucks, and they'll crush cars, and they'll do jumps. We've taken a cable out up above, so they'll get a little longer running track this year. Changed a couple things, so I think it's going to be a great show.
And they did well promoting it last year. They had, I know, in Vadax, they had some of the trucks parked around so that people could see it was coming. So
trucks
they,
were in
they
town.
Know how to,
they know
how
to do it.
Themselves too.
I expect that on Sunday those trucks will be back in town again. Remember, if you buy your tickets in advance for that, prior to the start of the fair, it's free admission onto the grounds that day. So with the monster truck ticket, it's free admission onto the grounds. So keep that in mind if you buy them ahead. This year, those are available from any fair board member. They're at the fair office, and the Ace Hardware in both Sebring and Bad Axe have those on sale right now.
Just stop in, pick them up, and when you go to the event, you can walk right in the the gates of the doors.
Absolutely.
And the fair admission, is that person, car? It changes
person.
Every so often.
Nope, we pretty well stuck with $3 a person, 5 and older, coming through the gate.
Got tired of seeing the clown cars coming in with everybody.
it just works the easiest that way. We don't worry about who many's in the car. It's just $3 a person, come through the gate and enjoy the day. So lots of parking space. It should be great out there. We've got another new one this year. Tuesday night, motocross with the motorcycles coming in. They're going to set up as soon as the monster truck show's done on Monday night. They'll start setting up course and track and things for motocross.
We're talking the grandstands.
In the grandstands, you betcha. It's the same group and promotion that does the Sanilac County. They kind of are around. It's a circuit. If there are people out there who ride the motorcycles in the motocross, local people are welcome to come and sign up and participate.
You could have locals to root for.
There absolutely will be some local riders in this motocross on Tuesday, and lots of fun that way.
Another way not only to just be a spectator but actually get involved in the events that you've got going.
Absolutely. We try and be family friendly, kid friendly, and anything we can do to get more people involved is great for us.
And I suppose the motocross people will tell them what you need to have as far as safety equipment and all of this, because it's their event. They don't want any problems.
Right.
Either.
It's a sanctioned event, and they have to follow all the rules and guidelines. And actually, if you pick up one of our fair books or you go to our website, you'll find that there's a link on our website to the Martin Extreme Racing site. And on their site, they have the practice time and pre-sign up and some of the rules and that kind of thing. So, you know, you'll get that opportunity as well.
everything you need to know, look on the web, it seems nowadays.
Yeah, the web's out there. One other little twist this year, Thursday night, bringing back Bullerama, that's always been a fun and a big event. We're going to expand that show a little bit. We have a country western singer, Wayne Spa, is going to be there, and he's been around quite a bit. He'll be doing some pre and entertainment during the breaks. And then we're also going to have barrel racing. The gals can come out, and any of our local people that are perhaps into that type of thing, women's barrel racing will take place as part of Bullerama this year, which we haven't
I'm
done in years.
Horses.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's horses.
If you're doing Bullerama, and I'm thinking, oh man, these are.
No.
Macho women.
We won't have. Yeah, we won't have the women riding the bulls around the barrels. Bring their horses in. Same type of event that a lot of these young gals have done through the 4-H or that type of thing, contesting. But it'll be barrel racing, and that is open. So if we have some young ladies in this community who have their horse and have contested and want to be part of the barrel racing at the Bullerama on Thursday night, that's available for them.
Is that an exhibition, or are you going to have judges there?
The Bullerama people put that on and organize it. There are some prizes that will be handed out for the top people, so it's a little more than an exhibition. There's some contest to it, and they judge them on their ability, and, of course, it's speed, and the barrel racing is a speed event.
Sounds like you should be easily on a horse able to beat a barrel, but I guess not.
Cloverleaf pattern, 3 barrels, and you have to go down and around each one of the 3 barrels in the pattern. Okay. Craig, you're obviously not a horse show person.
No.
Okay.
I know what a horse is. I know which way to get on it, but that's about it.
Great.
You have the Midway back, obviously. How's that set up? Is it tickets? Is it bracelets every day?
Midway's back. We have the same Midway back that we had from last year. There may be one or two little different rides. They always try and change things up a little bit. Nice group, good people to work with. It's the bracelet thing, pay one price. Tuesday's Kids Day, which that's the day that the discounted rides. I believe the bracelets are $12 on Tuesday, $15 the rest of the week. You come in whatever time you want, buy your bracelet, and ride and ride and ride till you're tired, and then you can ride some more.
Until they're tired and shut down for the night.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And the Midway will open on Monday. We did that last year with the monster trucks coming in. It's a little later on Monday because it's the same Midway that we had last year, and they have to have time to travel in and get set up. They'll move in on Sunday, get set up on Monday morning, and be ready to go later Monday afternoon.
It does take time to put them up, and you see them when I come into work on Sunday mornings. I see them rolling by, and it's like, you already got to set that up and get her going. And
yeah, those big semis roll in, and there's a lot of equipment and a lot of setup. And, of course, they want to take their time to get them set up so they are safe. And those rides all have to be state certified and safety tested and that kind of thing. And they make sure that they're done right. So, and, of course, they have the typical games and food vendors and that type of thing that's along with it.
That wouldn't be a fair without that kind of
wouldn't be
activity.
A fair without it. You know, the Gibby's guys will be back. We've had that conversation. You know, if you don't get a Gibby footlong and fries during fair week, you just haven't experienced the fair.
But there are other things to eat there too.
Sure.
Lions Club has traditionally been out there
Betcha.
All the years I've been around here.
Bad Axe Lions Club will be set up and have their usual good foods.
The milk trailer was next to our trailer, or close to it. I remember that through the years when
sure.
I did remotes out there.
Yep, it's over by the Hog Barn, the dairy promotion people. And I think the Bad Axe milkshake machine is still working last time I talked to them. So, you know, make sure you get set with that. And lots of other good foods, you know, the Becklers are there and the Elkton Youth Group and deep fried vegetables and popcorn and you name it, it's all there.
The things you expect at a fair,
cotton candy, elephant ears and all those good kinds of things, you bet.
Kind of things you see everybody munching on when they're walking by.
Sure, yep. One little twist and change we're going to do this year too, we are bringing back the draft horse pull. We've had that. I think we are the oldest running fair with draft horse pull, and that's on Tuesday night. Now, I told you we got motocross down at the grandstands, so we're going to do the draft horse pull in the expo building, in the big expo. It will be inside. That's a free event. Come down and see those draft horses. I think we had about 9 or 12 teams there last year. And if you haven't ever had a chance to watch those horses hook on and pull, it's quite an event and a kind of full thing, fun. And that's in the Expo Center on Tuesday evening.
So it's kind of basically a 1 or 2 horsepower tractor pull type event?
Basically, it's the same type of thing. Two horses hooked together in harness, and similar to the tractor pull, they actually have what they call a dynamometer for the horses as well. And they have to pull that amount of weight a certain distance. And as they continue and go, they add a little more weight and see which teams of horses can pull it.
So it keeps going on. The people come back. Well, you pulled 50 pounds more than you did last time, so now we have to.
And right. Yep.
Until you find the last horse who could move it.
Team of horses that can pull it, you betcha. And I say, in the Expo Center on Tuesday night, that should be a good show.
Is that a specific kind of horse you breed for this? I mean, you've got riding horses, you've got work horses. Is this something that people who do this kind of specially breed them because they have to have the muscle and the endurance?
They are draft horses that are typically your working draft horse that they work with and train. It's kind of like the athlete that trains to be the shot putter or that type of thing. Well, they do the same type of thing with these horses. Some of these horses, if you went a week later someplace, you might find them out plowing somebody's field. They're fully capable of doing that as well.
Are they local, or is this some sort of circuit that these people follow? And
there's a circuit. They come. I don't know that we have any Huron County pullers this year. I won't say we don't. I'm not aware of it. But we will get pullers from all across the state that come in because, like I say, we're one of the few fairs left that still does the horse pulling. It's kind of been a staple with us, and so we try to keep it.
And why do you think it's dropped elsewhere? Is it just that it's a tradition here and everybody comes for it? Or
it's a tradition that we have in the county. It's not quite as flashy as the tractor pulls or some of the other big things, so you don't get the same people that come to it. So it's kind of been, where do you fit it in and how do you make it work?
Are these the type of things that the fair tries to bring to expose a younger generation to this? Older generation probably remembers horses out in the field.
Sure.
For the most part, unless you're going by an Amish farm or something, you're not seeing that. You're seeing tractors and combines and the rest. Is this part of what the fair does, is to try and keep some of this heritage alive?
We absolutely. We try and do a piece of both ends of it. You know, the heritage of the agriculture, and the community fair is about agriculture. I mean, that's what we are, and that's what this county is. That's the primary part of it. So bringing in the horses for a horse pull, the other livestock, and the Miracle of Life tent, and those kinds of things, so the people who don't have the farm background can get that. We also do it because it gives our local farm kids an opportunity to showcase their talents and things. But we also try and have a little flavor of the other types of entertainment, the monster trucks and the motocross, because we want to be able to entertain those people who maybe aren't quite as agriculturally oriented, or we want those farm kids to get a chance to experience the other end too. So we do both pieces of it.
Get some people there, and while they're there, they see some of the other things that are more agricultural related.
Absolutely. But both ends are important, and it is about agriculture. I would say undoubtedly this is the largest agricultural event that takes on in this county, and so we keep that heritage and keep that agricultural piece to it.
Anything new out at the fair? I know every so often you have to replace a building or do something. You know, has it been pretty good the last year that you've been able to just kind of paint and fix up what you got?
We managed to have a profitable year last year, and when we have a profitable year, it allows us to do a few things. You'll see some new signage and some things that are in the process of going up right now. We upgraded campgrounds this year. We try every couple years to upgrade, and with this year's addition, we added 20 more sites, and we upgraded everything to full camping. And with that, we still have a waiting list for our camping. We have a lot of people that come and spend the week at the fair, and that's great. We love it. Glad they're there, and we're glad they enjoy it that way.
Well, a lot of the people who want to stay there have animals there that they have to take care of and such, and it's kind of hard to go all the way back to
Sure.
Hope or whatever to do that. So They stay there and they can watch them and they can be there when they have to have a show and all the other things.
We do, and a lot of those same families, they take this week as vacation week. And so mom and dad take the week off work to be with the kids at the fair, and they camp there and have a great experience with their neighbors and friends and camp and enjoy the fair that week. And, you know, we talk about fuel prices and the cost of travel, and here's a week in Huron County that has a lot of fun and a lot of entertainment. You don't pay the fuel prices to travel outside the county, and you can enjoy it.
And this isn't the only time of the year there's camping there. You upgraded the sites, but you use these at other times as well.
We do have other times. We have a couple camping groups that come in. We have a group that always comes in during Hatchet Fest and camps at the campground. Nominal fees that we charge. We have the full electrical. We don't have water and sewer. We have it available, but not on site. And so we do have that. We have a group that typically comes in at Labor Day and camps. And we put horse shows on throughout the summer. We have people camp, and if other people would be interested in having a group or doing an activity, we'd love to keep the fairgrounds going as much as we can throughout the year.
Because it isn't a once a week piece of land. I mean, it's here for the year,
right?
And you utilize it. I know the Expo Center you use for hockey and stuff in the winters and such. And some of the buildings are used for storage for the county because there isn't a lot going on in the winter. The weather is unpredictable. But as soon as it greens up and the snow is gone, you're out there with things going on.
Sure. We try and have things going. We work with the Huron Medical. They had their extreme 5K race down there again this year. And, you know, we're anxious to have activities and events going on. We don't want that piece of property just set empty all but a couple weeks out of the year. We'd like to have it used and the community to be able to benefit from it.
Well, we better get back to the fair because, you know, we've got a lot more to cover. You're going to have all the typical judging for the 4-H animals and the produce that they grow and the crafts that they make. All of that's going to be available, and it's going to be in the buildings there.
Right. As I said before, starting tomorrow, the non-perishable goods, the crafts and the clothing and that type of thing start rolling in.
And it wouldn't be fair to bring in the vegetables and stuff, and by the end of the week they're not fresh
anymore. No, those things wait till partway into the week, and we bring those in, the baked goods and the produce and that. But those come in and the judging starts, and of course the animals, livestock pretty well comes in on Sunday, and then each day of the week there's different judging that goes on. You can check on our website, or you can get at one of the flyers that are around in local businesses, or a fair book, or call the fair office if you want to know. I'm pretty sure it's on the WLEW website as well, thumbnet.net. It's in the papers. And come check those different activities out. Something going on every day of the week in terms of livestock judging or the other type of judging, entertainment. I would be remiss if I didn't remind that we talked about Monday night with the monster trucks and Tuesday with the motocross. Wednesday night is truck pull. Thursday night, the Bullorama. Friday night's the bump and run. The Elkin group are coming back in with the bump and run this year. The lawnmowers are at a different spot, but they're going to have an RC. The remote control cars are putting on a display as part of that. If you get into watching those little cars buzz around, those guys were in the other day checking things out, really excited because we got a big, wide open, smooth space. And some of those little cars will go flying through there at 60, 70 miles an hour. And so a lot of fun with that. That's Friday night, and Saturday night the traditional tractor pulls back. So you know, every night of the week there's something to do.
And if before we get remiss, when you're bringing an animal to the fair, make sure you bring all the paperwork. You don't
right.
have to go back, and because you have certain health requirements and such that these animals have to show they've been vaccinated and all the other things that you
sure.
need, so that everybody else is protected bringing animals.
We remind our kids, we remind our families, they should have all gone through their processes of tagging and registration and those kinds of things. Please make sure that on Sunday when you roll in, you bring all your proper paperwork and everything you need so that everybody's ready and we have a friendly day at the scales, getting everything weighed in and ready for the week.
You don't want to have to drive all the way back home for a piece of paper.
No, no, we don't. And it's going to be weather-wise, sounding like we're going to have a beautiful week. We get through this heat we've got now for the next two or three days. Weather forecast I've heard starting Saturday, Sunday, we're going to go back into the 70s. And somebody kind of told me most of next week, highs in the mid-70s, virtually no rain. We wouldn't know what to do if we have that beautiful of a week for the fair.
Oh, I think with the fair, we usually, farmers around here count on fair week to at least supply some rain.
There'll be a day. There'll be a day. There always is. But
always is.
That's what makes it the fair, too.
Now, are there other things you want to make sure people know about when they're coming to the fair? Do they? Which is the main gate you want them to come through? Do you want them to come through the one off Fair Street? Do you want them to come off Soper Road?
Soper Road is really the best way to get in. There's more space there and more parking, and unless they're coming up just for bingo or just for the 4-H exhibits that are in the 4-H and FFA building. Otherwise, there's a lot more room on Soper Road. One thing that I don't think we talked about, Craig, Thursday. We're doing something a little different this year. Some of you that have been around, you've seen our Ferris wheel at the parades. We build a Ferris wheel, it's been at parades. And we've been shooting off a few t-shirts that we've been giving away. And these are the fair t-shirt. On Thursday, if you wear your fair t-shirt to the fairgrounds, free admission. That $3 gate admission, everybody that wears their t-shirt, and we want you to wear it because I'd like to see the fairgrounds full of those bright yellow, green, lime green t-shirts all day Thursday, but that's free admission at the fair. And those shirts are available at the fair office for $5. So when you look at it, really, you can get a t-shirt for $5, which gives you a $3 off admission, becomes a $2 t-shirt, which is a pretty great deal anyway. We thank our sponsors on that. Every youngster that attended Project Red in the fall, and that's the rural education days, every youngster that attended that got a free t-shirt from us at that. And we've given a few out, and they're out there for sale. And that'll get you in through the gate for free on Thursday.
We were talking getting there. Soper Road might be the best for people with all the construction in Bad Axe, too.
Right.
Something to think about, depending on which direction you're coming into Bad Axe. You might want to take Berry Road or something down to Soper Road,
right,
and then over to avoid the whole downtown.
Right. Not that I would ever tell people to avoid downtown, because those businesses need your support, and they really need it now with the construction going. But Soper Road is the easiest to get to us. Either way, if you take the Berry Road and go down to Soper Road, or if you're not afraid of a little gravel, turn Soper Road off M53. And, of course, if you're coming in from the east or south, just shoot right down the main drag to Soper Road and come in that way, and that's by far the easiest. Gates will be open. When I left the grounds this morning to come down here, the county was in for us, grading up our drives. We just put in 250 ton of new gravel, new stone on those drives, and grading them up, getting them all set. Grounds are looking just beautiful. The tents are going up today for our extra special, the bingo tent, the Miracle of Life tent, the sponsor tent, entertainment tent, those kinds of things are all going up, and the grounds are just getting shaped right up and looking real nice.
I've heard a lot of people in years talk about the Miracle of Life tent. That's you never know when things are going to happen, but you try to find animals that are going through the week going to be able to do something for you. But
we work hard on that. And this year, that will start on Monday. Instead of in the past, we started on Thursday. We've got a little change in things. Actually, there happens to be a wedding later in the week that affects some of our people that help with that. So the chicks are in the incubator. I checked those this morning, and they should start hatching on either Sunday or Monday. I think maybe Monday or Tuesday.
So you got eggs in the incubator, not quite chicks yet.
Eggs in the incubator. Hoping those start hatching the first of the week. The cows will come in on Monday. The sows with their two little litters will roll in. I think maybe this year we're going to have a couple of baby goats. And I'm not sure what else might roll in. I got to keep a little surprise. We can't tell you everything that's going to be there.
But parents should remember, these are animals. You know, they look cute. but you've got parental instincts in these animals, and you know,
absolutely,
they're not for touching, they're for seeing and to enjoy, but you know, animals that don't know you can be dangerous, especially when their young's around.
Right, and we try to remind people throughout, and you'll see a little extra signage this year, being careful. Cleanliness, we also want to remind people, you know, you're touching animals, and we don't want anything to happen that way, so we're going to have some extra hand-washing stations and things around.
And it works the other way.
It
you
does.
Touch an animal, and he's got something, and the next animal you touch gets
right.
it. I've gone to farm demonstrations, and I had to wear
plastic boots and that kind of thing.
So you couldn't track anything in from the last farm.
We try and prevent any spread of any type, and the animals that come in have all, as we mentioned before, they've all been checked and they're clean, but you can't always guarantee, you don't know, and people come from someplace else that are through, so we do remind people to practice safety around the animals. Make sure with the little tykes that, you know, mom, keep them close. We don't want any accidents to happen. And make sure that you check out our hand washing stations and things so that you keep clean, and we'll have a great week and people can have a lot of fun and enjoy everything that's there.
Terrific. Anything else you want to let us know about?
I think we're covering most of it. I one more thing that I do want to say, and again, I remind people, the people of Huron County have supported this fair for years and years, and not just the people that come, but the businesses that are out there and the sponsorship we get. When you see those signs and things around, and you see that those people have, if you get a chance, thank them for what they do for us too. You know, we like to put signs up and let people know, but the businesses of this community and the individuals that really support us and help are what makes that fair experience for everybody a wonderful thing, and we couldn't do it with all the additional support we get. And I couldn't begin to, you know, Craig, we'd have to add a couple hours to your show if I was going to thank every person who donates something and time and materials
and
things.
And then you'd go home and say, I missed one.
Yeah, and I'd still say I missed some. So it's just amazing how many people step up and say, how can we help? And it needs to be a great experience, and that's just fabulous for us.
And those are the people who, when we've had these lean years and grant money has dried up in many ways, have still allowed you to have medals and awards for the kids at the events and such, because they step up.
Yeah, or the, you know, the extra 10 gallons of paint for the buildings or the new signs or some of those kinds of things. The fact that they do that and they offset our cost on bringing some of the free entertainment in and those kinds of things. So it just we couldn't do it without them. I absolutely couldn't. It's just great.
But that's what makes it a community fair. Everybody in the community can participate.
Right. One way or another, everybody's involved. And I think I said this when we talked last year, and I would say it again. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you'd like to see. We try and do what people tell us are good things that we can afford to do. And as you're around the fair and you see a fair board member walking around in one of their fair board shirts, make sure that you tell them what you like and what you'd like to see changed.
And if you got something kind of spectacular, remember you got that big 150 coming up. It might be something to think of for future years.
You betcha. In 5 years, we'll hope we have a really big show.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Clark Brock from the Huron Community Fair Board. And talking about the fair, starts Sunday, runs through Saturday, July the 27th. Events all day long. There's the midway, there's special events, and the animals, and the kids projects, everything that a fair has, we still have in Huron County. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.